Exclusive interview. Levon Nikogosyan shares AFPAPA winning formula for successful iGaming events. Few people in the iGaming industry have managed to bridge the technical and business worlds as seamlessly as our interviewee today, Levon Nikogosyan. Levon began his journey on the technical side of iGaming, but over the years, that experience evolved into something bigger, a mission to connect the global iGaming community more efficiently and at scale. Today, as CEO of AFPAPA and iGaming Club, Levon oversees one of the fastest-growing networking brands in the industry. In this interview, he reflects on the early days of AFPAPA, the growth of iGaming Club, and the strategic decisions behind the move from Malaga to Madrid. He also shares lessons learned, industry misconceptions, and what's next for one of iGaming's most influential networking platforms. Hi Levon, thank you for joining us. Could you tell our readers a bit about yourself, specifically, how your background in physics, mathematics, and scientific programming connects to leading an iGaming events business? What decisions led you to your role as CEO of AFPAPA and iGaming Club? Thank you for having me. I started my career in iGaming on the technical side, developing affiliate systems and working closely with operators and affiliates. That experience helped me understand the real challenges people face in the industry. Over time, it shaped my transition from developing platforms to connecting the industry itself, which is something that today defines both AFPAPA and iGaming Club. Our industry constantly shifts. What problems do iGaming Club and AFPAPA aim to solve and for whom? I think our slogan says it perfectly, where operators meet affiliates. The original idea was to create a place where both sides of the industry could connect quickly, easily, and directly. Over time, that core idea evolved, and iGaming Club became the natural extension of it. Beyond just connecting people, we now offer supporting services and features that help the connection process run smoothly from start to finish. What's one common assumption about industry networking that you believe is wrong? That the iGaming industry is oversaturated with events, and it's hard to attend them all. I don't see it that way. Every event that brings genuine value has its place. It's more about being selective and choosing the conferences that fit your niche and goals. When you do that, networking becomes far more effective than just following the crowd. And with more events comes healthy competition, which ultimately pushes organizers to innovate and deliver better experiences. The iGaming Club conference in Malaga was your flagship event, drawing nearly 1,000 affiliates, operators, and B2B providers in 2025. Why move to Madrid now? What data informed the decision, and what are your expectations for the new location? Moving from Malaga to Madrid was a very intentional decision driven by growth. Our conference kept growing each year, and we knew that at some point, Malaga would no longer be able to support the size and scope we were aiming for. Madrid is one of the most dynamic cities in the world, with a major international airport offering direct flights from almost everywhere, 5-star hotels and restaurants, and a wide range of activities for attendees to enjoy. This relocation allows us to elevate both the size and the overall experience in Madrid versus Malaga, or will the same formula apply? We'll stick to the core formula but enhance it for Madrid to match the growing demand. The event will be bigger in both size and attendance, with a variety of booth options. From standard 2x3-meter booths to XXL spaces, as well as fully customized setups that give exhibitors complete creative freedom. I think we can all agree that iGaming Club events keep growing year over year. But does everything work from the get-go, or do you sometimes experiment, fail, tweak, and test again? Can you name one such out-of-the-box example that wasn't a success on the very first attempt, but that you and the team made work after iterating? Obviously, not everything clicks right away. During our first event, for example, we faced issues with the registration process and didn't have catering at the venue. Small details, but they had a big impact on the flow of the day. We learned quickly, fixed these issues by the second event, and now make sure every detail supports the networking experience. Before the move to Madrid next year, you have your first conference in Cancun this November. You've cited strong LATAM demand for focused iGaming events. Was Cancun a planned expansion or a response to an emerging gap, and what are your expectations for the debut? Cancun marks a new chapter for iGaming Club as it's the first time we're expanding our conferences beyond Europe and into LATAM. The timing felt right as the demand from the Latin American market has been growing consistently within our community, so we wanted to create something that genuinely reflects that momentum. Our vision for Cancun is different from our European editions. We're positioning it as a year-end gateway for the industry, as after a long year of travel and back-to-back conferences, people need an event that is productive but also energizing. That is what inspired the idea of iGaming Escape of the Year. From the agenda to the exhibitor lineup, everything is designed with LATAM in mind. Attendees will meet local and international companies focused on the region, gain market-specific insights through panels, and take part in networking sessions. It's an opportunity to understand the nuances of LATAM while also connecting with the players shaping it. How will you measure attendee satisfaction in Cancun, and how do you typically turn feedback into actionable changes for future events? We've always taken into consideration direct conversations with our ambassadors and core audience before and after each event, which gives us very authentic insights into attendees' experiences. In Cancun, we'll continue this approach as we don't just collect feedback, but turn it into actionable improvements. Beyond events, you run the AFPAPA directory connecting operators and affiliates. What makes the directory stand out? What criteria do you vet before listing an affiliate or an operator, and do you have a removal policy? The concept of the directory is entirely focused on making it easier for affiliates and operators to find each other and partner up without all the back and forth. But, of course, the goal has never been to have the biggest list, we're aiming for a credible one as well. Before listing anyone, we look at their background, performance, and compliance record. The seal of trust helps highlight those who follow our code of conduct. We also have an iGaming complaints page that gives our community a space to resolve issues fairly. And yes, we always remove listings that don't meet our success for iGaming Club and AFPAPA rely on. Any advice for companies looking to enter the iGaming event space? Success comes from having all our projects connected and supporting each other in ways that people might not always see. We've been lucky and worked hard to build a strong, engaged community in the first years, and that momentum keeps growing with us. My advice for anyone entering the iGaming event space is simple. Set realistic goals and understand why you're doing it, who you're serving, and what gap you're trying to fill. If you keep that clear, everything else follows. As Levon highlights, the continued rise of AFPAPA and iGaming Club is no coincidence. It stems from a clear vision, a deep understanding of industry dynamics, and a community-first approach. With major steps ahead, Madrid, Cancun, and further global expansion, 2025 marks a defining year for the brand. And if one thing is clear from this conversation, it's that Levon and his team aren't just responding to industry trends, they're helping shape them. To stay updated with the latest iGaming news, be sure to explore our news section and subscribe to our newsletter for timely alerts on upcoming interviews and exclusive insights.